You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Atlanta Braves. MLB.com's Braves beat reporter, Mark Bowman. Mark, you had an interesting piece this week looking at the kind of culture change in the Braves clubhouse. It's been such a big part of who that organization has been for a very long time, that sort of winning mentality. And even as a stat head, somebody who doesn't necessarily think we can measure that stuff, clearly it's something organizations value. How big a part of that offseason rework of the roster was that culture, that leadership, that aspect of it beyond just the baseball aspect?
Well, I think it was very important, especially when you look at the one-year type of deals where they said, look, we're going to bring an A.J. Brzezinski in here to help mold Christian Bethencourt and provide maybe a little edge to the clubhouse. Nick Markakis, they see it. You know, he's the guy that they hope produces on the field and also provides a good value in that clubhouse. You look at I think that's the primary guy. The reason they went after him was the kind of influence that he can have on some of the younger players, and he really did on Freddie Freeman. It was the first day of live batting practice, and Freddie Freeman sitting there getting ready to face Kimbrel and Tehran. He goes, oh, no, yeah, great. That first time in six months seeing live pitching in this suit, who I got to see. And Gomes like, come on, man. You know, this is what we got to get ready for. And, you know, he just brings a little bit of energy and changes that attitude where, you know, you saw a little bit too much of that around the Braves. And Freddie Freeman wasn't saying anything wrong. He was actually just trying to be funny. But I think Gomes just kind of wants to, you know, provide that little extra spark that was missing here last year. And it was really no fault of the guys that were there as much as they just haven't been around long enough. And they kind of wanted to provide some building blocks for Pendleton Simmons, Freddie Freeman to learn how to be leaders in the future.
The biggest seemingly competition story, on-field story that's been going on with the Braves this spring, it seems like remains the back of that rotation. I got a couple questions about that. One is the ongoing story of Mike Minor. Where is he at right now? What are they thinking as far as when he might be ready and what the situation is with him?
Yeah, it's definitely a to-be-determined type of thing. Mike Minor started throwing on flat ground 2 days ago. He's basically throwing for 60 feet. We're not going to learn anything from this as he builds up his arm strength. His arm was fine after he rested for 3 months after battling shoulder discomfort all of last year. And that right there is what should probably give you concern. He rested for 3 months, and during his second live BP, in other words, he's just starting to amp things up, his shoulder starts to bother him again. So we could get to a point where Mike Minor for the next 2 weeks can say, I'm fine. He may go and make one or two rehab starts and still say he's fine. But you just have to wonder if what Dr. Andrews prescribed, which was basically let's do these stretching exercises, let's quit lifting the upper body, let's see if we can make the shoulder as loose as possible to prevent a reoccurrence of what occurred last year where the shoulder just bothered him all year. So right now, you know, if all goes well, Mike Minor could be there in early May maybe in the rotation. Right now, I think you've got to look at I think the Braves have to take a step back and say, look, Wandy Rodriguez and Eric Stoltz are probably our two top candidates for the rotation. But then you say, okay, do you want to put two similar left-handers back-to-back in the rotation? The other part of that equation is this. You put Wandy on the rotation, it's $2 million right away. Eric Stoltz, it's $1 million right away. You want to make that kind of commitment, not knowing whether it's only paying them for just 1 month? Extended period. So it'll be decisions to be made. One guy that could benefit from the fact that there's how long Minor can be out, and if the Braves don't want to make that financial commitment to both Wandy and Stoltz, then all of a sudden Cody Martin, a guy who's not going to impress you with his stuff or velocity or anything, he may step in there and then fill that fifth spot.
One of the guys that it seemed like might have an opportunity to take advantage once the stuff with Minor started going on was Mike Foltynewicz, and that just doesn't seem to be happening. It's I think notable just because it's kind of the same thing that's always been his rep. Huge arm, still doesn't command it well enough. Is he at least showing progress? Does it at least seem like he's getting there as far as location?
Yeah, well, you know, when we talked last week, Matthew, we were in between starts. He had two bad ones, and then when we talked last week, we were talking about the start he had had against the Yankees the week before, which you saw him, you know, locating the fastball, commanding his off-speed pitches, showing, you know, mixing his pitches. The repertoire was there. What we saw from him on Tuesday during his most recent start was a guy who was – he struggled to get ahead with the fastball. That provided some problems. Now, all of a sudden, he's not – you know, now all of a sudden you're not ahead. Now you're trying to go to your off-speed stuff. He's not throwing that for strike. And then, you know, to make matters worse, somewhat showed his youth when, you know, hey, look, maybe he got squeezed by Joe West when he walked the pitcher, the Phillies pitcher, starting pitcher there, Gonzalez, I believe it was. When he walks in, maybe that's he's flustered. Okay, now he comes back and issues another walk. Okay, now he gets out of that with a bases loaded strikeout. But the next inning, he makes a bad pitch to Brian Howard. He hits one out. Well, the next pitch, he's flustered again, and he gives up a home run. That's the kind of stuff that you know, when you see that, it just gives you more reason to think he could use a little bit more time, not only to develop, you know, pitches, but maybe to mature at the minor league level. He's got a lot of potential. I think the question still remains, though. This kid has incredible stuff. Is he going to be a starter or a reliever? And I think it's too early to tell.
And that actually, you predicted my next question, which is it in fact far too early to start thinking about maybe seeing what this guy can do in a short burst?
Yeah, I think it is too early. I think you've got to give him at least this year, or you know, maybe you see enough of him this year, you make that decision. But yeah, I think he's a guy that enough. There's no doubt he could be a back of the type of guy. I think you need to give him another full year of starting here at the Triple-A level at least, and see where, you know, make your evaluation from there. But I won't be surprised if he does end up in the bullpen. I don't think that'll shock anyone.
All right. Well, Mark Bowman, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.